This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. I'm Judy Waters. Longtime listener Barbara Kirkpatrick is in the Sundial Writer's Corner. Today she takes us on a tour of trees she has loved, both as a child and now surrounded by these tall, stately residents of her Huntsville home.
The bad news is that the 125-year-old water oak must come down. A lightning strike a few years ago made dead spots in the bark. Invasions by insects and disease have joined forces to do their damage. An Alabama storm and more decay will bring the tree down on our house, taking with it other trees nesting under its canopy. The oak must go soon. The decision to take down this magnificent tree reminds me of trees I have loved since childhood. I can chart my life by these trees. A forest, in the eyes of a preschooler, grew behind the public elementary school, catty corner across from my house. The place I first knew trees as companions. Late afternoons and weekends, that unfenced ground of trees was home to my imagination. By the time I began kindergarten, we lived in another house with no children nearby, but a huge tree near the sidewalk nourished my dreams. Neighbors passing by, dolls, toys, and pretend kept me company. More involved play took place during elementary years at yet another house. The tree in this front yard was a magnet for friendly playmates. The home-free place for games, increasingly complicated ones. The roots a home for dolls, the bare ground made for shooting marbles, the large trunk a hide-and-seek place, sheltered from the iceman, chipping off orders to fill ice boxes on porches, relieving us to scoop up the fallen ice chips, a wonder of a summer treat. My elementary school playground on a hillside shaded by many tall trees was perfect for the fun of those days. Posts for jump ropes, perfect free play space for our imaginations, the norm in that long ago day. As a teen, I helped plant a tree in yet another front yard and named that tree John. It still grows in that hometown, and now husband John and I live in the kind of woods I've always loved, an in-the-city kind of forest with pecan, hackberry, oak, cedar, mulberry, and magnolia. Oh, so climbable. A forest we have managed for decades now for the enjoyment of our daughters, grandsons, many other family members and friends, and for those who pass by and new residents to come. As managers of that space, we plant, prune, water, and sometimes must remove trees from this urban forest, as we must do for the lovely dying oak.
Barbara Kirkpatrick still enjoys seeing lots of activity amidst the trees in her backyard. Squirrels and chipmunks abound. If you enjoy these Sundial commentaries, you can also listen online at WLRH.org and on iTunes. This is 89.3 Huntsville.